Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cavehill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, September 28, 1951, a story was published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper that celebrated the official opening of the island's latest police boys and girls club at Charnock's Village in Christchurch the day prior. This boys and girls club was the 11th to be opened in Barbados. The first had been introduced a little over a year earlier on August 4th, 1950, on the premises of the former Bay Street Police Post. More than 50 boys and girls and several parents from the surrounding districts were present at the opening of the newest club. Vicar of St. Bartholomew's Church, Reverend K. Hassel, and Commissioner of Police, Colonel Reginald T. Michelin, were on hand to share a few words about the club and its ideals. The club was housed in the upstairs part of a building adjacent to the St. Bartholomew's Church and had been lent to the police by the church. At one point, the building was used as a boys' school and then as a vicarage. The club had a large hall with many windows and a small stage at one end. Three large paintings decorated the walls, and at the other end of the hall was a table tennis board. Several small tables with chairs dotted the room, as it was anticipated that many of the children would engage in games like draughts and dominoes. In his speech, Colonel Michelin reminded the gathering that it wasn't a club where it was going to be all play. On the other hand, he explained that every member would be taught to do something useful and how to behave themselves properly. He said, quote, "Clubs like this one would help keep children off the streets, and by learning a trade, it would give opportunities to those not fortunate enough to get such help at home. It would give boys and girls a good start in a happy and healthy atmosphere for both body and mind," unquote. It was expected that the club would be used by the girls one day and by the boys the next. And in the near future, Colonel Michelin said he hoped there would be at least one club in each parish. The official opening of Barbados's 11th Police Boys and Girls Club at Charnock's Village in Christchurch, which was intended to provide recreational, educational, and skills programs for young people, was carried in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, September 28, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.